Okay, finally my mic is on. All right, good afternoon. Exciting. I'm Scoot. Yeah, we got new equipment. In fact, I just did a video during the news break. Let me finish typing this out. Like the new WWL studio, Ian is...
Yeah, if you ever wanted to, you know, I think I probably have this reputation as a guy who's like pretty easygoing, yeah. You know, unflappable, has a cheery, sunny disposition most days. If you want to see me looking quite cross for a few moments, you're going to want to check out the video.
Yeah, check out the video. I'm about to post it right now. I'm going to have to do it during the break because I've got a little bit to write up here. But yeah, just during the news break, I just did a video of the new equipment in the other room. And I'm going to post that on SOTA Facebook and let you take a look at it. I mean, it's really quite impressive. And look, this is a big deal. I mean, like, this is really expensive stuff. And the company's investing in WWL. And it's a compliment. It's awesome. So we're gonna show it to you. Billy's been on hold for a few minutes. He's in Metairie. Let's go to Billy. Billy, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey there, Scoot.
Hey, Billy.
How are you, man?
I'm good.
Let me step out of my car so I don't have the echo.
Okay.
Listen, you guys sound fabulous.
Oh, good.
And I, yeah. And I'm going back to my days of Rush Limbaugh and... following him, and you know, I got Eric, the Erics up in Atlanta. So I am a audio engineer and audio designer.
Okay.
And step out of my car, so I don't have the end. And I got to compliment you on the new equipment.
Well, you can appreciate. Great. You can appreciate what he is dealing with, because again, when you're used to everything being in a certain spot, you know, we're human beings. We're used to habit. Some things become second nature, like the cough button for me, the button to turn on the mic, the button to get a caller on the air. All of that stuff is second nature to me. And Ian in the other studio has a lot of other things that have become second nature to him, but it's no longer second nature when you've got new equipment and everything. Changes. So, you know, there could be a couple of blips on the radar as we learn about this new equipment.
Scoot, you're spot on, because I used to do live concerts for Deborah Cox. I mean, we opened up for Boy George in London, and every time the writer would come through, we got the newest and greatest console, and I'm like, I don't know that yet.
Yeah.
The architecture is going to be different. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know if I want that. It might be great to you, but I'm going to not be able to sizzle, you know, kind of her last little phrase the way I used to on the old board. You know, yeah, I get it. But you guys sound great. The audio's coming through great.
Yeah,
if you're not a tech head, you're probably not going to follow what we're talking about. And as far as this execution, man, they can't even give the guy a time, 6 to 9.
Yeah.
That's kind of torture in itself.
It's not like, do you need a little time to go to the bathroom before? Why 6 to 9?
They can't tell them 7:17. I mean, that's torture in itself.
Yeah, I would think so. I would think so too, Billy. That's an interesting point. It's going to happen somewhere between 6 and 9 o'clock. Maybe they know.
Maybe they've
told him and they're just not telling the public. I'm not sure. But boy, remember the old days when they used the electric chair you would always see this in movies. I don't know if this was reality, but when they would hit the electricity, the lights would dim in the prison.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that.
Yeah, I don't know if that really happened in real life. Billy, listen, I really appreciate the call, and thanks from the perspective
of
somebody who's into it.
Listen, you guys sound great. Push through the little, things that are happening outside, like the phone line split and all of that. I know that's all new, but you guys sound great. I listen to talk radio constantly. I listen to you constantly, and you guys sound better than all all of them. I mean, Rush Limbaugh, you can put it, you know, the Golden Mike, you can, you guys sound great.
All right, Billy, I appreciate
coming
that.
Coming out sounds great.
And here's an audio engineer giving us some information on this. All right, Billy, thank you very much for that. Yeah, I'm going to post this video of the new equipment here to WWL. And again, look, it's a big deal to us, and I want to share with you, because if the show sounds a little choppy at times, it's only because of the new equipment. But man, once we all get used to it, then it's going to be fine. You know, it's not like it's not like, for example, flying a plane. You know, if they get like a new plane with a whole new cockpit, you know, you go into a flight simulator and you practice. We don't have a studio simulator where we can practice before we go on the air. So all of this is like happening, you know, live on the air when we're dealing with all of this. So anyway, it's going to be just fine. And thank you for your patience. Listen, I want to remind you that every year there's a big celebration that goes on downtown. It's called Wednesday at the Square. And it's put on by the Young Leadership Council in New Orleans. And it features local bands. It is a free concert. The first one is tomorrow. It's the best of local music, and WWL and Odyssey New Orleans are part of this now. We're part of Wednesday at the Square. We were before, we are again. It opens up tomorrow. It's a concert series at Lafayette Square in the CBD. It's free, open to the public. And it showcases all of your favorite local music and emerging artists. And there's food and art and crafts. It's a festival every Wednesday afternoon. It's a great thing to do after you get off work and you just want to unwind a little bit before you get in traffic. It's a great way to beat the traffic. Instead of getting involved in the traffic, go relax at Wednesday on the Square, and by the time Wednesday at the Square, and by the time you're ready to leave there, chances are traffic is not as big as it used to be. This week's band is Johnny Sketch and the Dirty Notes, and this is going to be fun. And this is presented by Abita Brewing Company and the Young Leadership Council, and now WWL. All right, LSU going for their 16th straight victory tonight in baseball. And did you watch any of the Pelicans game last night? I saw some of it. They don't even care. They just don't care. What is the motive? Now, there were some individual players who seemed to care. But overall, the team, I know they're out of it. But don't you still have to do the best job you can do? I mean, what happened to individual pride? What happened to just being, you're an NBA player, you're making millions of dollars. What happened to just basic pride? You know, we're going to do the best we can to win this game, even though we're not going to the playoffs. You know, it's really easy to lose pride. It's really easy to just not care. But I really respect the people who are driven only by their pride. And maybe we'll talk to Sidney Torres about that. I'm going to talk to Sidney Torres in a few minutes, because last week there was a big conversation about IV Waste and whether or not the New Orleans City Council should approve a contract with IV Waste to keep the French Quarter clean. They were brought in to keep the French Quarter clean before the Super Bowl and during the Super Bowl and then for Mardi Gras. They did such a great job. But then Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser sent me a letter. And he called our show, sent me the letter that he sent to the city council member, Freddie King. And it was over concern that the city council was going to, maybe with connections, they were going to go to somebody else. And I'm so tired of contracts and bids going out to people who are connected to the city council or connected to somebody in the city, in city leadership. I'm tired of all of that. The best person should get the job. And a lot of people don't like Sidney Torres because he's good. A lot of people don't like people who are successful because they're not willing to work as hard as people like Sidney Torres. And therefore, they don't want people like Sidney Torres to succeed. There are people who are jealous of successful people because they don't want to work that hard. And they don't want anybody else to be successful. So we'll talk to Sidney Torres. I mean, he's dealing in trash. But he's got a team that cares about what they do. They care about trash. I think it's an interesting topic. Also today, we're talking about the death penalty and this guy who has become a Buddhist, and he and his lawyers are objecting to this method of execution, nitrogen gas, and it's not going to allow him to breathe before he dies. Now, I don't buy that as an argument, because he could breathe until they put the mask on him. And he's not going to be able to breathe after he dies, regardless of the execution method. We had a priest call us a little bit ago, just before the news. And as you know, the Catholic Church is against the death penalty. And I understand that argument. I am ambivalent about the death penalty for those reasons. However, if we're going to have the death penalty, there are ways to kill people. There are ways to bring life to an end. And nitrogen gas, from what I have learned, seems to be a pretty peaceful way to go. And it's death. It's not supposed to be that great. It's not supposed to be some kind of LSD trip or a fantasy. I mean, it's death. You did something in your life that warranted you to be on death row and to be sentenced to the death penalty. But then the conflicting part of it for me is that, you know, here's this guy who was 18 and he made a grave, grave mistake. I mean, he made more than one mistake. He kidnapped a woman, forced her to drive to the North Shore. He raped her, executed her by shooting her in the head, and then threw her naked body in the Pearl River. That's a pretty bad crime. And we need to remember what he did so we don't just think of him as the person he is today. If we're going to have the death penalty, then if we're sure that this is the person that did it, then let's put people to death. Janice from New Orleans, you're on WWL.
That's exactly how I feel, Scoot. Did he ask the woman how she wanted to die? I seriously doubt that he did that. I don't care. People need to know, if it was up to me, I would have a whiteboard with life on one side and death on the other, and on each side I would list what if he murdered, you die. Any inappropriate activity with a minor, you die. Sell drugs, you die. Throw a dog over a bridge and kill it, life in jail.
So you think somebody should be executed if they sell drugs?
Yes, if you're selling drugs, be it in your home or on the street, yes.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that's pretty hardcore.
No, I don't care. This has to be stopped. The drug, did you realize that people are not out on the streets doing bad things to get a popsicle? They're stealing and committing crimes to get money to buy drugs. I had a guy lived in my neighborhood, and he wasn't a murderer, but he'd steal anything he could to get money to get what he needed and what he thought he wanted. And this is wrong. You sell drugs, these people that are selling the drugs are helping to perpetuate the crime.
Yeah.
And it has got to be stopped. So I say, if you're selling fentanyl, heroin, cocaine, LSD, anything like that, death penalty to you. You murder, die, have sex with a kid, you die. Something has to be done. I do not feel sorry for the criminals. I feel sorry for the victims, and I do not feel sorry for this guy at all. He didn't ask that woman I'll give you a choice. How would you like to die?
Yeah, you're more of an Old Testament kind of babe, right?
No, I'm a person who stands on right and wrong and principles.
Yeah, but I mean, you're more of an Old Testament.
I stand for right and wrong, and people today
but
do not
you don't have
stand
to yell.
For right and wrong.
Janice, don't start yelling.
You know, no,
don't,
what are you
start,
trying
don't
to say?
Start yelling. I'm saying
okay,
that
I'm
you're,
sorry,
you're,
Scoot.
You're an Old Testament
I'm
babe.
Sorry.
I mean, you're more into the Old Testament than the New Testament is more about forgiving.
No, I'm not going to forgive someone who murdered.
I understand. Like I said, you're more of an Old Testament person.
If someone killed your son or your grandchild or something like that, I don't think you'd be so apt to say,
I've said that on the air. Now, selling drugs, that's a little different story. I wouldn't be for the death penalty in that case, but, you know, I mean...
If not the death penalty, then I'd give them life in jail.
I understand. All right, Janice, I've got to get to a break here. I do appreciate the call. If you want to join us, the Okunor Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Man, I hate talking about the death penalty, but it's going to happen tonight between 6 and 9. Man, on such a beautiful afternoon. Get out and just love this day. Hey, Ian, the levels are sounding better. I think you're starting to get used to some of the stuff in there.
I think so. I'm getting the hang of this
sounding
thing.
Good. All right, I'm going to post that video of the new equipment we have here at WWL on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page here during this break. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back with Sydney Torres on WWL. One thing we have a lot of in New Orleans is trash. A lot of it is in the street, and there's always a lot of competition in picking up the trash. Last week, we got into a discussion, and it was based on Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser calling the show. He sent me a letter that he sent to Freddie King of the City Council. Billy Nungesser's concerned that IV Waste and Sidney Torres are not going to get a renewed contract to keep cleaning up the French Quarter with his company, and that it's going to go to somebody else who is going to sublease out to a company that actually cleans up trash. So why not go directly to the person who is in the business as opposed to giving it to somebody else who's not even in the business? That reeks of favoritism to me. And there's been too much favoritism in this city where the wrong people get contracts. And it's all about favors. It's all about what somebody can do for somebody else. And it is sickening. I wanted to talk to Sidney Torres because we talked about this on the show last week. Sidney joins us on the show. Sidney, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. Thanks for having me.
Sure. All right. IV Waste is doing a hell of a job keeping the French Quarter clean. Does it look like you're going to be able to continue to do that? What's the latest?
The latest is that Councilmember Green withdrew his motion that he was going to put forward to try for Henry Consulting to get the contract. He decided to pull back. I guess he was getting a lot of feedback from the business owners and the residents, wanting them to just keep it for a year in place, which was the emergency contract originally set for. And Councilmember King stepped in also and said, you know, let's look at these specs. Let's look at what Ivy's doing differently above and beyond and, you know, try to incorporate that into a new RFP. And so hopefully they do that to get the specs where they need to be so it's consistent with whoever bids on it in a year from now or whenever they decide to put it out to bid.
One thing that Lieutenant Governor Nungesser talked about was what he witnessed during the Super Bowl and during Mardi Gras as well. And he witnessed your guys just doing extra, doing that little extra that doesn't have to be done. It's not necessarily part of the contract, but it's going the extra mile to do the job right. How do you motivate people to do such a great job when their job is dealing with trash?
Well, let me just say this when you talk about extra, and I'll answer your question about how you know, our team works together to make sure that we go above and beyond. You know, it's like when you wash your hands, you have your two hands, you're washing them, you know, and the reason I'm using this analogy is because it's like, you know, every day they have you pressure washing Bourbon Street, but they don't have you every day pressure washing Iberville, which crosses over Bourbon Street, which is the first one in a block that you come into the French Quarter, as well as Bienville and Conti. So they have those on three-day pressure washing. Well, if you wash in Bourbon Street, that's just like washing one hand. You need to wash the other hand, which ties together, and wash both. You wash Iberville, you wash Bourbon. You wash Bienville, you wash Bourbon. You wash Conti, you wash Bourbon. So what would happen is people come off of Bourbon Street and they make a mess, puke, urine, all the other things because they go on the side of Bourbon, and nobody would clean that up except 3 days a week during the week. So these are little things we did when we had the contract before, and it makes a huge difference to get rid of that funk, that smell, and it keeps it looking nice and clean and smelling good. And as far as the guys working as a team, you know, I do think hands-on approach is, it's always worked for me. A lot of people say I micromanage, but it's important to me. It matters to me. I live in the city. I live down in the French Quarter. I want to make sure it's clean. I want to make sure it smells good. And it doesn't take that much to do it if you have the right equipment and the right people in places, in the right places. And I think that's what we've done differently than other people. We've brought back people who worked with us before when we had the contract, some of the old supervisors, some of them were already working for us, and we just placed them in the right spot so they can succeed. You got to put people where you know that they can succeed. And that's the hardest thing of being an owner and of a business and being a manager is you've got to have the right people, but you got to have them in the right places.
But it seems to me that you have this special ability to motivate people. And, you know, there are so many workers, so many employees, minimum wage employees, even those making above minimum wage. There's so many people who just do the least amount of work that they can get away with doing. They don't go the extra mile. And that is particularly, you know this as well as I do, because we're both from here. That's particularly something that is celebrated in New Orleans, you know, getting away with doing the least amount of work. You guys do the best job. And how do you, as an owner and manager, how do you motivate them to just take such pride in their work? And again, their work is trash.
Scoot, this is one of the hardest things that I deal with. People always ask me, like, what is it, you know, difficult about your job? And it is. It's the hardest thing is meeting people where they are from the standpoint of knowing that certain people are not capable of handling a certain amount of stress or a certain amount of pressure. I mean, even Bourbon Street. Bourbon Street, you can't just put a regular broom sweeper on Bourbon Street. You got to put somebody who's strong, who's, you know, is going to be able to deal with the heavy trash. So it's learning how to place people. It's like on a football team, you got to know who's going to be the quarterback, who's going to be, you know, you have to, it's very similar in the fact you have to be a coach that can understand who's going to be able to do it. There's certain people, I don't care how much training you give them, they're still going to do the bare minimum and try to get away with the bare minimum. And that is the frustrating part. You've got to be able to work with them, coach them. And sometimes you have to make the decision, they're just not cut out for this. And you have to make sure your rules and your policies are very strict so they know, look, we're going to compensate you well, but you're going to have to follow these policies and make sure that you do what you're supposed to do, because we're tracking them with GPS. We're tracking the vehicles with GPS. We're monitoring them live in our war room, our dispatch room. So we're very strict, but we compensate well, and we try to work with people and put them in the places where we think they can succeed.
It's amazing. And, you know, you go from running this resort hotel on a friggin' beautiful island to dealing with trash, and your enthusiasm is the same with the trash as it was with the island.
Yeah, well, sometimes I have to pump myself up, but, you know, I love New Orleans, and I love our city, and I know you do, too. I always see your posts, and I really, really know that, you know, if the right people are in the right places for service, you know, things can happen and make the city a better place. You know, look, I know Oliver Thomas and Troy Henry, you know, they have a relationship with WBOK, and I know he just announced he's running for mayor, but, you know, Troy, they have a relationship, and I think, you know, like Councilmember Green was going to introduce this thing, and to me it's like those are the kind of things that need to stop. There's an emergency contract in place, let it play out, and then learn from what we're doing right and put it out to bid. If they win it again, or whoever wins it, they win it. But they need to have the specs in there. Like, for example, Scoot, when you mix the lemon fresh in that truck, it's 4,000 gallons. The way the contract reads, you can go just get a gallon of pine soil, put it in the back of that 4,000-gallon truck, and you're in compliance with the contract. Well, but you're not going to have the effect of this lemon fresh smell. We mix 15 to 20 gallons. It costs about $20,000 to $25,000 a month to pay for that lemon fresh. But that's something that makes a huge difference. But if you don't have it in the specs and you don't put the quantity of what's supposed to be mixed in that 4,000-gallon truck, then you're going to not get the smell that we all get, which is that lemon fragrance smell.
Yeah.
So it's important that the specs match what we're doing. So no matter whoever bids on it, if we win it or somebody else, they follow what works, what has worked in the past, and what's working now.
Well, I had people posting and sending me messages on Facebook about the great job that you've done in their neighborhood. It wasn't just about the New Orleans area and the French Quarter. So, you know, you've made an impact. And those IV waste trucks, those black trucks with the white writing, they're always shiny. And I mean, it's like, man, I want to drive one of these things.
Anytime.
It would be cool. Man, I'd like to pull up to Valet in one of those in front of the Four Seasons. Man, I got my IV waste truck. All right, park this for me, guys.
That sounds like a good fundraising thing to do. We'll do a big thing for a good cause and help out and let you drive the truck to the Four Seasons. That's a good one.
that would be awesome. And God knows there's enough trash on this show to warrant getting involved with IV waste. So, Sydney, listen, I really appreciate you. And I appreciate you being on the show. And I, you know, I hope you take it as a compliment. And I know you know how to deal with this. But there are people who don't like you. And I think they don't like you because you're successful. And there are people here who don't like people who are successful. And when people don't like you, it's a compliment.
Well, I agree with you in that I hear from both sides, and I always tell people they either love the job we do or they have something to say personal about me or whatever. I don't pay any attention to that, honestly, to tell you the truth. Like I always say, they talked about Jesus Christ. Who am I, right?
Yep.
So, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, they're going to talk about you if you're successful, because it's just like anything. It's like a dog doesn't bark at a parked car, right?
Yeah, right.
So you got, and so if that car is fast, you're going to have a bunch of dogs barking at you, coming at you. Look, I take it. It doesn't bother me when I look at stuff and I read things that people say, comments that people make. I kind of just, you know, God bless them, good for them, whatever. I'm not one to get jealous or angry. Gary, when I was younger, when I was coming up, I learned you got to focus on what you're doing. You cannot take your eye off the ball, and you got to make sure that you don't pay attention to that. I mean, it's just, that's a waste of time.
Now, you don't have a real relationship with anybody on the city council, do you?
I mean, from here.
You know them, yeah.
I know them. You know, I have relationships from the standpoint of doing work and being involved and just being around, but I'm not. No, I mean, look, when the city was in a need, which was trash on the streets for weeks and they could not pick it up, we were the only company that really stepped up and took a majority of the work to help the city get it picked up when they couldn't get anybody to come down to really help. So we worked really hard. Our team worked really hard. So when the contract came up for bid, I mean, obviously the guy who's doing the work, you know, and I think Freddie King explained it perfectly when he used the Tom Brady, when Tom Brady was the second string and he was called into the game. Councilmember King used this at the council meeting the other day, that the second string stepped in and they did an amazing job. Why would you take them out of the game? And I think that's really important that, you know, we've earned what we've won as far as contracts. We bid, we were graded, we got it. Now, look, you know, when you look at the stuff that happened in Kenner, that was purely political with Mike Glazer, the mayor out there. He wanted to help his friends and pay his friends back. And, you know, that was definitely a thing that we're still fighting in Jefferson Parish, and we will continue to fight it until we can get it resolved. But with the situation in New Orleans, we were there at a need when they needed help. We helped them, and I think it paid off tremendously because now we have 95% of the city, and we're doing a great job. Every week we get a report from the sanitation director, shows what were our missed stops. So out of 130,000+ homes, we might miss maybe 3 to 4 a week. Somebody didn't have a can behind a car or something like that. But, I mean, our percentage on this is unbelievable, is what he tells us. And so we're excited about the work we're doing. We want to continue to do it. We have a, you know, long contract with Area 1 and Area 2, the city of the French Quarter. We have it for a year. And we'll see what happens and go from there.
And $25,000 a month just to make the trucks and the garbage smell good.
You got to have it. Everybody talks about that lemon fresh, and it's something that we worked hard to create and design. And it's expensive, but it makes a difference. We use it in our pressure washers. We use it in our water truck. And it's something that really, you know, gives that extra touch that people love.
All right. It's ramping up now. Another mayor's race. Any thoughts about doing that again?
You know, it's just, I thought about it long and hard, and I had the money ready, I was getting a check, I was getting ready to go down there, and my mother and I were talking about it, and I remember clearly that the biggest thing for me not wanting to do it was actually going to City Hall every day and having to deal with all the politics involved. If, you know, like in my business, when I want to make a decision and I know it's the right decision, I do what I have to do to make that decision and move forward. In politics, it's different. So right now you've got Oliver that's going to run, Thomas, and you've got Helena Moreno, and I think Hunter, I think the judge is talking about running. I don't know who else. Have you heard of anybody else?
No, I haven't. I mean, I'm surprised J.P. Morrell has not announced. I'm surprised that that's not something that he wants to do. So, you know, we have to see. It's going to be an exciting time, and the best thing is Cantrell's going to be out.
Yeah, well, I think right now the way it's shaping up, I think it's, you know, Helena is in there, and I think she's got to really win this. You know, I have a government contract, so I'm not going to be really that vocal about it. And so I'm going to kind of sit back and see. But I it's going to be interesting to see who else qualifies. And but whatever happens, change is always good no matter what. And yeah. I think we'll see what happens here in the near future.
All right, Cindy Torres, Ivy Waste. Love you. Thanks for being part of the city, and thanks for being with us on the show.
Love you, too, Scooter. Hey, y'all have a great day.
All right. Thanks, Sydney. All right. If you want to join us with a comment, the Okanar Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. I love the way he deals with trash. You know, I'm really curious about this relationship, and this is what I hate when it comes to local politics. Oliver Thomas on the city council has a relationship with Troy Henry. Troy Henry has a consulting company, and he wants the bid to pick up the trash, but he's not even in the business. He's going to subcontract that out. But, you know, he's going to take some of the money. So the company that actually does it is going to get paid less. So how good a job are they going to do? I don't know. Just this relationship stuff, like between Troy Henry and Oliver Thomas, all this city relationship stuff, it stinks. It stinks. It stinks. It stinks. They got to be using some of that lime stuff that Sidney Torres uses. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, today Irene Cara is 63 years old. This was released in 1980. The song Fame was the theme song for the movie and the TV series. In 1980, won an Oscar for the Best Original Song. I'm Scoot. Let's go to Will in New Orleans. Hey, Will, you're on WWL.
Oh, hey, Scoot, how you doing?
I'm good.
I just wanted to say Sydney was right on. I worked for a company. I'm not going to say the name. It just started with an E. And it was right after Sidney had the contract, as he passed the contract over to them. Well, I personally drove the street sweeper and the water truck. And we filled up, and with these tanks, that lemon stuff, we put maybe several gallons in it that you barely could smell it.
Really?
And I even was told it's a difference. It was diluted, and that truck had, I mean, so how many hundreds of gallons that we put in that water truck, and I would fill it up twice. On the Saturday, cleaning bourbon, and I mean, sometimes you even get the people complaining about with the horses. They didn't want you to turn those pumps on that truck because it spooked their horses, and that's where it needed the most. But yeah. I agree with him. It was diluted. It wasn't strong like he did it.
Well, Will, I appreciate that that call. I mean, you've got the expertise in there, and I appreciate that. Look, I'm really impressed with Sidney Torres.
Yeah.
It just seems like he is just a good businessman, a good person, and really cares about New Orleans. And he's not gonna give anything to the city council or get anything back if his contract is renewed. You know what he's basing everything on? The fact that he just does a hell of a good job. That's it. And you know, if Oliver Thomas has a relationship with Troy Henry, what is that about? You know, this is what's wrong with our city, and it stinks. This is what's wrong with our city. People giving people things and getting something in return. It's about favors. And Troy Henry, look, he may donate to Oliver Thomas. Oliver Thomas announced today he's running for mayor. Well, we knew this was going to happen. Oliver Thomas is going to primarily go after the Mayor Cantrell base. But how Oliver Thomas, because a lot of Mayor Cantrell's base is pissed off at her. They're not happy with the way she has treated the base. So if Oliver Thomas is depending on that, he may have problems. And if there's continued talk about relationships that Oliver Thomas has, man, people are fed up with that. They don't want that. He's going to have to address that. And as a city council member, he's going to have to do the right thing. And if he goes out of his way to bring a friend in with a contract that his friend doesn't really deserve, if his friend doesn't really deserve it, then that's going to be a mark against him as he runs for mayor. So, hey, we'll see what happens. I'm Scoot. We're going to come back with more of your comments. On the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1967, this was the number one song in America. And boy, this is one of those songs that I remember listening to on my transistor radio. And I love this song. I thought it was one of my favorite Beatles songs. You know, after they got past the Meet the Beatles in the earliest stage, I just thought that this was a great song. So we'll go to break with this. We'll be right back. Hey, it's just a beautiful afternoon.
Are we missing a channel?
I don't know. I hear everything in my headphones.
I hear everything, too.
Are you hearing one channel?
Hang on a second.
That's
mono, baby.
That's mono? Okay,
I
don't know. I'm hearing it in both speakers. Maybe you're all hearing it in mono. Maybe you're only hearing it in one speaker. I don't know.
All the Beatles songs do that. I'll figure it out.
All right, we've got new equipment here. I posted the video of the brand new equipment and a somewhat disgruntled Ian Hoke. It's on my Facebook page, Scoot on the Air. Check it out. We'll be right back on WWL. Hey, you know, I'm usually really good about this, but I just found out that a text came in, and then I double-checked. I checked the source last night, and it didn't say this. Irene Cara died in 2022. So she would have been 63 years old today. We still would have mentioned it, you know, because when somebody's, you know, dead, it's sad that they should have been 63 years old today, but Irene Cara died in 2022. I'm usually good about that, but every once in a while I miss one. All right. Coming up in the next hour, we've got a look at Scoot's news briefs. And also, we've got to talk a little bit about politics. But we're going to continue this conversation about the death penalty, because there's going to be a convicted murderer executed in Louisiana tonight between 6 and 9. We'll talk about that coming up on WWL.